This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, because that's what I want you. I want you engaged. That's the big deal. Get engaged. That way you can get informed. We don't have all, look, I don't have all the answers to what's coming up. I'm in it all day long. I know more than quite a few people that are doing these shows and or I talk to away from the show, but I still haven't got all the answers for you. Now, let's be safe tomorrow, by the way. Let's not be stupid, please. Again, if you, Barack Lori's going to join me in a few minutes. I'm going to discuss Trump's legal options. And honestly and truly, the real potential of a civil war. You've got people that are mad enough now. And they're not just mad enough. They're mad. Right? So when you think about this, how long can you keep taking advantage of someone, a group of people, before they pop? Right? Give it some thought. How long? You know, after a while, people get so tired of being sat on, picked on. You know, any way you want to put it. Right? Sat on, what do you want to call it? Stifled, whatever words you want to use. Right? What do you expect people to do? Lie down and take the beating? Really? Because I'm not going to do it. There's no way I'm going to do it. I'm tired of being taken advantage of. I'm tired of all these things that are going on that I'm told to basically shut up and sit down and do what you're told to do. Now, I don't know, again, not the expert. Somebody just asked the question, what happened to the Kraken? I don't know, but this stuff happens all the time, right? And I even make fun. I tell you guys all the time. I make fun of the fact that, you know, the big news is going to bring, you know, what is it, Hannity? Right? He always says the same thing. Breaking news, jam-packed show, and look at, I'm not saying that it isn't a jam-packed show and he doesn't have some really good stuff. But not everything he has is breaking news. So, when you see what's coming down the pike, you see what's coming down with the quote, the Kraken, right? I don't know what they've got set up, but a lot of what they have won't even be heard till after the inauguration day. And we shouldn't give up after that. We should keep plugging away after that. We should not stop. And those of you who are wanting to fight back, you heard Horowitz. I agree with him. We don't want a bloodbath. We do not want a bloodbath. You understand that? Stand your ground. Don't let them take advantage of you. If you have a store, they try to come in. You just say, where's your warrant? You are not allowed on my premise without a warrant. Fight back like the other people did. You know, there's a lot of us out there, even including myself, who's on a school board, fighting to get your kids back in school. They need to be in school. That's how they become mentally healthy. Okay? (laughs) 855-real-joe, 855-732-5563. Yeah, you guys start sending me messages all over the place, so forgive me if I get distracted for a moment. I think something went wrong when I see all kinds of windows popping up. Right, but really, sincerely, make sure you know your rights. I've been touting you, for you to go to Patriot Academy, patriotacademy.com. Rick Green's got a constitutional class going on every single week, and you'll get so much out of it. I promise you will get so much out of it. He's got another class coming up called Biblical Citizenship. Are you not, you know, for my Christian friends, you were technically a citizen of two places, right? Citizen of heaven and a citizen of this world, this state that you live in, country, whatever. You have roles and responsibilities, just like you do as an American citizen. Funny how you're willing to take up guns. Yeah, here we go. You poked me. It's funny how you're willing to take up your guns and you know your constitutional rights and you're gonna fight back and you're gonna. And my Christian friends, you don't know what your Christian rights are. You don't know what you're supposed to do in protecting the quote unquote Christian community. Why not? Is your worldly community more important than your Christian community? This is not a holier than thou conversation. You shouldn't have a problem, if you're a Christian, you shouldn't have a problem speaking about Jesus, speaking about God, speaking about, the things of God, the Bible. Not obnoxiously and not nasty, you know what I mean. If you are, you need to check yourself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rock Glory joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate I always appreciate the information you send me, the time you spend with me on the air. I really do appreciate it. Look, I'm excited to have Barack Lurie on with me. He's the host of the Barack Lurie Show. And I tell you what, we're just going to get into all this legal garbage that's going... Yeah, I'm sorry, no insult meant there, Barack. But all this legal garbage that is going on, the maneuvering. I mean, this is like a three-level chess game that's happening right now, isn't it?
Well, yes, and I'll tell you that legal garbage, that phrase, you know, it made me cry a little bit, but that's what tears are for. I feel better.
I'm sorry. Did I offend you? Do you need me to send you like a cuddly doll or a fluffy dog or something?
You know, don't worry. I got a safe space right here.
Right.
So Yes, it's incredibly complex legal stuff going on. On the other hand, it's also very simple. Joe, we are living, without people realizing it, in the most dangerous time politically, and also maybe from a civil standpoint, we have had in decades, if not centuries, in America. Something is afoot, and it's very scary. We know that there has been massive cheating going on. The fraud is so palpable, so clear to see, and you try to show it to your friends, your liberal friends, we should call them communists, like you said, but nevertheless, to your leftist-oriented friends. And they say, what evidence? What are you talking about? And you're literally showing it to them.
Yep.
Here's a video of people stealing the ballots. Here's the man putting in the ballot 10 times in a row. You know, is that not enough for you? And well, that's just, you know, isolated. Oh, it just happens to be the ones that we caught on video, you see. Those are the only incidences of fraud I see. And yet, so that's one problem. So we know that the fraud is massive. I know that your audience knows it. You and I know it. We don't have to reprove it to ourselves, right?
Right.
So we know. Everyone knows. At least 70% of the Republicans know and believe that this is fraudulent. That's a huge number. And at least a third of Democrats feel the same way. So we've got a problem, Lucy, as they say. Now, what is going to happen? We know that the Biden campaign is trying to make this as a fact on the ground. This has been their Hail Mary, the very last chance that they had. And their Hail Mary is working so far according to plan. The first Hail Mary was, of course, the COVID crisis. Then it was the race riots that happened in the middle of the year. Then it was the mail-in ballots idea. And then it was the polling exaggerations and total lies about that. And the final one was about what we're seeing right now, the fraud in the election. We knew it was going to happen. So here we are. They create the fact on the ground, and now we suddenly have to turn it around, as if we're turning over an election that was already cast for Biden. So what we are fighting against is an entity, is a group of people that desire to have total control of this country and forever change it. This is our last hurrah. If we do not get this right, Joe, then everything falls apart on us forever. We are doomed. And I say that with great fanfare, unfortunately, with great dread, I should say. You were going to say, Joe, I didn't want to interrupt you.
No. I didn't want to interrupt you either, but, you know, going to say, you're so right. And I don't think people realize, but come on, Brock, for years, the right has been screaming, the sky is falling, right? And we've not approached it right. We've kind of yelled with our hair on fire on certain things, and it doesn't happen. And,
right.
You know, we're all, even as conservative talk show hosts, we were all over the place sometimes. We don't focus on any one thing in particular. But I think that people don't realize how grave this is. And when I talked to you earlier today, which is why I asked to come on the show, I am truly concerned that we're going to have a civil war type of event. You cannot squeeze these people this long, the people on the right. You can't take advantage of them for decades and decades and expect they're going to just keep taking the whipping. Do you?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Look, I'm going to phrase this in a kind of glorious, optimistic way, in a strange way. How can anyone be optimistic about this? I'll tell you. Because Trump had won so much, by so much, it was such a landslide, that it even surprised the Dominion software machine that they had planned to fool everyone, right? That was the idea. Had Trump won only by the 2 or 3% that they anticipated him to win, and they fudged the machines so that it would be 2.5 or 3.5% above that. That way they could say, well, we eked out a win and Joe Biden is president, and it would be very hard to prove that. But no. Trump had to win by a landslide, you see.
Right.
And that's why they scrambled. And then did you think there was any organization going there? Well, there was organization. It was Alamo-type organization. but they did what they had to do, right?
It was Brock. It was a frantic scenario. I think you're exactly right. I think what happened was they expected a small win by Trump. The machines were set up. Right. They had some extra ballots set aside. Then can you imagine all of a sudden when they start seeing the real numbers, we've got to stop the machines. Hey, Frankie, bring in that trailer box, you know, load of ballots.
Exactly.
Get them in, the blue ones. Yeah. Bring them in. And I think they went so far overboard. This is what caused this problem, don't you?
Right. Yeah, we're going to need the bigger vote.
Yeah.
You know. That's what they said to themselves. They at some point they said, oh, F. You know, like, what do we do? And so we get in that guy to bring the 250,000 ballots from New York. And like, why do they have to drive it all the way from New York? And that glorious, Paul Revere night ride that they had from all the way, right? I mean, that's crazy when you think about it. Okay,
Brock,
so we know that they committed.
Brock, you got Democrats now stepping up, right? And saying,
thank God, this is wrong.
This is I'm talking about average rank and file Democrats. And that driver, a union worker, he's coming in and he's saying, look, what the heck am I doing taking ballots from New York through Jersey to Pennsylvania? And where the heck did my trailer go?
That's the kind of poor planning that we're talking about, right? This is the panic planning. Because had they actually anticipated for this, they would have had the ballots right there in Pennsylvania when they needed it.
Right.
But again, we already established it's a fait accompli that there was massive fraud going on. The question is, how do we undo it? Now, we know that the Supremes seem to have very little spine to do anything. So
totally disgusting.
Maybe they're going to do something, maybe they're not. The books are not yet complete on what the Supremes will be doing. They might kind of come in to rescue the day. I don't know. But let's assume that they're not going to do anything. They're going to do the cowardly thing and wait until January 20th. So that way they'll say, well, you know, it's too late. I guess, you know, there was some evidence of fraud, but, you know, Joe Biden is Joe Biden.
Well,
but we'll get,
you know what that noise
that
is.
We're going
to go for a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about what the
really interesting.
I like that, really what the Supremes are going to do. I think that's great. We'll be back in a minute, guys. Don't go far. Brock Lurie is going nowhere. He'll be with us after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senate Democrats have blocked a quick vote on overriding President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, following Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's block of a vote on increased stimulus payments. McConnell says that the Senate will work to override the president's veto until it's done, calling out Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for tying vital defense programs to the stimulus battle.
My colleague says he will slow down this vital bill unless he gets to muscle through another standalone proposal from Speaker Pelosi that would add roughly $500 billion to the national debt, which does not align with what President Trump has suggested and which has no realistic path to quickly pass the Senate. Well, as I've said, the Senate will not let our national security be shoved off course. Certainly not by senators who have spent years trying to gut America's capabilities while our adversaries continue ramping up. The Senate will stay on this important bill until we complete it one way or another.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, sending me messages. But just be patient. I'm not the Superman you think I am. I cannot talk and read what you've written and all that whole nine. Just bear with me. Let me get through it. But really, I want to bring my guest back on. I don't have him on often enough. I always appreciate my time with him. Brock Lurie joins me. There are a lot of legal issues going on today. He's the host of the Brock Lurie Show. Brock, tell people where they can listen to your show, find your show. And actually, I grabbed you on SoundCloud, too. I don't know if you knew that. I knew you were there.
Oh, that's great. No, I'm glad to hear that. I'm on SoundCloud, but I'm at Radio AM 870, The Answer. That's AM 870 on Sundays here in Los Angeles, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's a lot of fun. We have a good
show. This isn't a love fest, but it is a great show. It'll get you thinking. You need to hop on there and check it out. And I mean that sincerely. You need to hop on there. Except when he has like guest hosts like myself. Don't listen because you'll just get confused.
You were great. You were great. I loved it. Look, we were talking about all these legalities and such, but it's important to see the rubric of what's really going on. And remember, think about the kind of party we're dealing with. When I'm talking about the Democrat Party now. This is a party that had no compunction, no sense of immorality or indecency about fabricating a dossier to justify getting a warrant in a secret court so they could spy on their political enemy named Donald J. Trump. Okay?
Right.
This is a party that had no compunction about threatening the canvassers in Wayne County, Michigan, that's the biggest county there, that if they didn't certify the fabricated voting in Wayne County, that bad things would happen to them and their family. Okay? This is the same party that started saying, let's defund the police because they were intimidated to do so and otherwise genuflected to every black leader that they could find, right? Because they were terrified. This is the party that will lie, cheat, and steal day in and day out. They know it. So that's the rubric that we're dealing with, Joe. And that, what does this all mean? Why do I bring this up? Because you can see it in the tenor and decision-making of all the judges, Republicans especially, who ruled against the Trump team without even looking at the merits of the case, of any case that came to them. What happened there? These guys were intimidated. I am 100% certain of that.
Agreed.
I know that John Roberts was also compromised for the same reason. They've got something on him. Because that those two Obamacare decisions, they make no sense whatsoever. I say that as a lawyer who knows constitutional law pretty well, that those two cases do not make any sense whatsoever. It shows somebody who's been forced to rule a certain way. Okay. So it also explains why the Supreme Court now has been so reluctant to take on the various cases. There's been a lot of intimidation, and there's been a lot of compromising. So we are now in a position where the court system is not working for us. Even the Supreme Court, I mean, God willing, they might be able to pull out a decision in favor of Trump, but boy, they don't want to. They just don't want to. And it doesn't matter how grateful the three justices, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, may be.
Can I stop you for a second? Because a lot of people,
yeah.
when we heard everything that was going down last week, and you and I, you may know more than I do, but you know, we heard about the story about them yelling for the first time in the chambers of the Supreme Court, and that Roberts was saying, you know, you're going to be responsible for all the rioting in the streets and yada yada yada. And you know, I'm sitting here saying to myself, that's not their concern. Their concern is wrapped around the law, period. And if they're willing to compromise on this, what else are they going to compromise on, Barack?
Right, exactly right. And if this is not the most obvious fraudulent election, what will be enough? I don't know. I mean, this to me was so transparent that it was such a wild card. It was such a Hail Mary on the part of the Democrats. Nobody could possibly believe this, that this was an honest election. Not by a long shot. So, but anyway, so they're doing this because they're terrified. They're terrified of the possibility of riots, generally speaking, and they're terrified of the possibility of being hit themselves individually. And that's what's going on here. Okay, people are afraid. It's all about fear. We had this, 2020 was the year of fear.
Yeah.
That's what I call it, and it's a chapter in my upcoming book. So you can explain it all away in terms of fear. Fear of the people rioting, whether it's Black Lives Matter or otherwise, didn't matter how small a group they may be. Fear, of course, of this invisible virus, and therefore we should shut down the entire world economy. Fear is the main operating system here. And here we are now at the end of the year with the election, and we're seeing fear yet again in operation. That's what explains itself. Now, we've got in basically a week's time, we've got the January 6th congressional and Senate electoral vote, and they're going to be counting these votes. This is all going to boil down to one man.
Yep.
A man named Michael Pence. Now, there's been a lot of discussion about how Mike Pence is refusing to go along with a game plan of overturning the so-called results of this election in favor of Biden. I quibble with that because I don't think there has been an election in favor of Biden yet.
Agreed.
At least nobody has announced it. So, but let's say that's, you know, they already call themselves president-elect, and they're having a cute little game of, you know, they're playing doctor, you know, playing president.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So let them have their fun, and they've got the nice little banner, office of the president-elect, that doesn't exist. But okay, so we have that. What's going to happen on January 6th? Mike Pence is supposedly refusing to go along with the battle plan of Louie Gohmert and 11 other congressmen or senators that want to overturn this election. And because Mike Pence allegedly is not going out with the game plan, they filed a lawsuit basically seeking to force him to count the way that they want him to count. Joe, I think that's a total fabrication. It's a total game.
Right.
Let me explain why. The lawsuit is an actual lawsuit.
Right.
But it's a ruse. It's a fabrication. The reason why is they want to make it look like Pence is going to go the way of Biden. But they don't have to worry about Biden. They don't have to worry about Pence. See, what would happen if Mike Pence announced, yeah, there's no way in hell I'm going to count the Georgia votes, the Pennsylvania votes, the Michigan votes, the Wisconsin votes, and Arizona for that matter. Nope, not going to count them. I'm going to consider them fraudulent. So, you know, the goose is cooked. You've lost, guys. You think he's going to say that? Of course not.
No. No,
not even 2 days before he wouldn't do it. He'd be crazy to do that. So instead, he wants to create a ruse, a deflection game. And I know it's a deflection game because Louis Gohmert and all those boys, they know they have no case. I know it right away. You can't force the vice president, who has all the discretion in the world, to count the votes the way he wants to. No court will impose it. It's not even a Hail Mary. It's an impossibility.
Right.
No judge can do that. So what they're doing is they're setting it up as a major distraction.
Well, I don't have the knowledge the Democrats, you have. And when I first saw the lawsuit, I said, you know, what do you do? You pre-forcing somebody to follow the law. I've never seen that happen before, where you're going, I'm suing you to make sure you follow the law.
Yeah,
if that was the case,
it's not a real thing.
They'd write me a speeding ticket every time I left the house, right? I mean, before I got on the street. It's craziness.
It's a beautiful ruse to lull the Democrats into it. Yes, I love it. It's a ruse to lull the Democrats and their followers into believing that this election is in the bag. We want that to happen.
Yeah.
We want to lull them into that false sense of security because it's not going to happen. On January 6th, Mike Pence is going to count the electoral votes and not count the votes for Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and so on. It's just not going to happen. And he's going to say, I do not accept these results. And then it's going to be, what is it, 231 versus 212.
Yep.
And Donald Trump will win.
Nope. I want to say I'm 100% on board with you, but I'm probably like 98.5. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Well, you know, I got to be careful because you know what they did in the Old Testament to prophets who were wrong. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every- Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Please answer the question.
Okay, sure.
We are back. Man, I should charge you guys to leave the mics hot during the break, because that's when the best conversations happen, at least I think. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really, honestly, I appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, whether it's on the air, picking up the show later on. You know, we're like horse manure on a ranch. We're all over the place. You can find us just about any place. But, you know, I've told you a million times that when it comes to the social justice world, or the social media world, has really hurt smaller guys like myself, where you can't get the message out anymore. You can't, and we've done well on Parler and other places like that, but they're making it harder and harder. So, should you feel blessed to have a few extra bucks in your pocket, you can always help donate to the cause. Simply text GOJO, one word, GOJO to 77948. That's GOJO to 77948. $5, $10. If you send me $5K, I'll actually deliver a signed book of mine to your home if you're in the lower 48 states. But other than that, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Block. Now, see, you got me doing it now. Barack Lurie is with me, and I always appreciate the time he's with me. He's the host of the Barack Lurie Show. God, Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip won't work tonight. And that's bad in our business, right? So,
No problem, Mo. No problem, Mo.
Thank you. There you go. Yeah, or just call me Yo. I mean, it's all right. Jeez.
You know what? I can't work under these conditions. This is.
I'll send you over Fluffy
this
Dog.
This is guest abuse.
Guest abuse. There you go. There you go. Right. Yeah. I mean, gets guestophobia now. So here we go.
So we were talking about. I got to get the show back on track.
Please. Somebody ought to.
So Mike Pence is our last stopgap, right? Our measure, and he's now the new Alamo. And we were saying before the break that Mike Pence appears to be pretending as though he's going to vote, count all the votes, even though they're all fraudulent. Hey, what you going to do? We just got to go through this, the machinations of a normal process, and he will declare that Joe Biden is the winner. And, well, that's just the way it is. If that's the way it is, tough luck. I don't believe it. I just don't. I'm saying this with a great degree of confidence, Joe, because the noise of that lawsuit, just from Louis Gohmert and others who are suing Pence, to do what exactly? Nothing is clear about that. All I can tell you is that it smells completely like a ruse, a distraction, in order to lull the Democrats into believing that everything is going swimmingly well, and that they could already start the moving bands and go forward with all the cabinet picks and so on. But it's not going to happen. Mike Pence is going to say, when it comes to Georgia, he's not going to count the votes of the Democrats, of the Biden electors. I just don't see it.
No, it's funny you should say some of this because, you know, Harris has not tendered her resignation yet. You know that.
Yeah, you know, I do know that. I heard that somebody has been selected to start replacing her so she can do it, but that doesn't mean that she's resigned her post yet. Is that right?
Yeah, it's exactly right. She has to officially resign from that post or be removed. I think she's hanging tight because she knows there might be an issue.
Yeah, she just might be very risk averse, like a lot of people who are very COVID fearful, and they are afraid to leave the house altogether. So, you know, that's just her own subjective fear, you could say. But you're right. I mean, that is consistent with her own beliefs. So that's only in her own head, and I frankly don't care what's going on in her head. But I will say that Mike Pence, he's a Christian man. I think he believes very strongly in America. I think he's very supportive of Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump likes Mike Pence. He's not had a kerfuffle with Mike Pence for all the 4 years. So I think we've got, and he's a very loyal man, and he knows he wants to be vice president still.
I think Mike is his grounding rod, if you would. I think, and I don't know this for sure. I know people at the White House. I know you do too. And some of them have told me that the two of them will have, you know, an hour long conversation, and they don't come out all worked up. So it's kind of a calming conversation, maybe, or what have you. And we all need somebody like that in our lives. We all usually have somebody like that. But hey, I want to come back to you kind of went over it at a million miles an hour, which is fear. They've got us in fear. You know, we have raised a generation, or somebody has raised a generation. I saw the mafia work when I was a kid. I saw how they put, you know, business owners and other people in the community in fear. And when you did things, most of the time in the area I lived in, you didn't say, can't do that because the cops will grab you. You said, you didn't do that because Frankie will show up at your house. You don't touch that car. You don't park there. You don't do this.
Right.
It was fear. And they do this. And the left has learned really well how to control a lot of us with fear. Remember, you had the president who wasn't handling COVID right because he was trying to kill us all. He was a Russian spy. I don't know if you remember that one. You know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right. Look at all the fear that they tried to instill for 4 years.
You possibly not know that. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You're right. It's fear was the opportunity. Well, they told with respect to every prospective Republican that if you vote for this man, whether it's George Bush or George Bush, Ronald Reagan, George Bush's father, George Bush's son, that you would have back alley abortions, right? And it would be the end of a woman's right to choose. When it came to Donald Trump, they said the stock market is going to go down to zero. I mean, really, I literally heard that. And crazy other things. He's going to get us into nuclear war. Israel will be totally destroyed. Everyone will hate him, and so on. So nothing that they ever predicted comes to fruition, and everything that you and I predicted did come to fruition. So the only thing I was wrong about Donald Trump, by the way, is that how good he would be. I had, you know, it was easy for me to vote for him because I knew he wasn't Hillary Clinton. That much I knew. And so not knowing anything about him, I would have voted for my toaster over Hillary Clinton, right? So at least there was hope with this guy, Donald Trump. And then, sure enough, right away, great things started happening. And I said, no, that's good. Yeah, that's good, too. Hey, you know what? That's really good.
Yeah, but
that's awesome.
Ross, the stuff that he's not getting the credit for, and it wasn't like it took a big whipping post, but I'm 60 years old. I haven't seen peace in the Middle East like you're seeing right now. And it's not fragile peace. I don't think it is anyway from what I'm reading. You've got really a bunch of Arab nations that want to come together. They're tired of the wars. They're tired of all the garbage that's going on. Getting along with Israel? Unheard of.
It's unheard of. And it's we call the Israeli-Egyptian peace thing, we call it a cold peace. And yes, they're peace on paper, but peace of paper only. They still teach hatred to their young kids and everything else, but even that's changing now. So with the UAE and the other countries that are now engaging in peace with Israel, they're embracing Israel. They're celebrating Hanukkah in their various capitals and such. It's quite wonderful, especially the UAE. And let's see what happens with Saudi Arabia, but nevertheless, great things are happening. Now, I don't want to drill down on Israel. The point is that Trump has done some extraordinary things, and everyone underestimated him, and he has done such extraordinary things. Look.
Without the fanfare. I want to drive that home, though. He's not flying everybody here to have a Camp David Accord or to have all the air. You know, this is not the way he operates. And look what he gets done.
Yeah, and when he does have a little a Rose Garden ceremony to commemorate a signing or something, and it's very small, they less complain that this is a COVID party. You know, that's what they say.
A super spreader event.
right. That's all they can see when they see that together. Okay, so but I wanted, if I could, just talk about this in a big rubric as we talked about before.
You got about 2 minutes. Go for it.
Okay, so we know that China was involved in this election. We know that Russia was involved. We know that even Ukraine and many other countries were involved in manipulating the integrity of our system through the web and otherwise. We know it. It's a fact. And it is so massive, the damage that they had inflicted upon us. Had this been an actual physical war, it would be five times the size of Pearl Harbor, what they did. But because we can't see what they did, because we can't see it, they pretend as if it didn't happen.
Right.
It's literally like dropping a virus, imagine that, upon the entire nation and then decimating its economy. Of course, that would never happen, but just to exaggerate my point, but you see the equivalence right there, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Right? They do things invisibly. And what happened here with, you know, using the internet, just because you can't see the flames and the sunk battleships and such doesn't mean that damage has not happened. But they can't see it, obviously. And so nothing seems to have changed on the night of November 3rd, but we know that it did.
Oh, yeah.
And had we actually translated this into Pearl Harbor language, we would have said, this is war, without any hesitation.
Listen, I talk about this all the time as far as growing up in Boston, heavy mafia influence. And I say, look, this became first place in our lives. We knew what was going to go down in certain situations and what have you, that kind of thing. You know, what is it? You can't campaign within 100 feet of a polling place. Let me tell you what, where I grew up, they all had the button of the guy you were supposed to vote for on. Anyway, Brock, real quick, tell people where they can find your show again.
It's AM870TheAnswer.com or just on AM870 Radio in Los Angeles. That's KRLA. Sundays, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Perfect. All right, sir. Always a pleasure to have you on. People, have a great rest of the night. Don't do anything stupid. We're going to be here tomorrow live. Colin, if you want to let me know what's going on, God bless and have a great rest of the day.